4,777 years of marriage. Wow. 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 What a wonderful sign and symbol for the church and for your families too. So we celebrate with you. Jesus is walking by your marriage today. Very personally. And that enables us to enter the gospel from St. Luke that we just heard. And we have the story of Zacchaeus, which we know, and the story, of course, is of a man who was short and was trying to see Jesus. So that really becomes our first question for our marriages, to see Jesus in our marriages, to see Jesus in our husband or our wife, to see Jesus in our son or daughter or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, and for some, it's great-great-grandchildren. If you've gotten to great-great-great-grandchildren, God bless you. Just God bless you. And so the moment of expectation, really, of encountering Jesus, both personally for us, but also in our marriage. And we have, of course, Zacchaeus up in the tree, and he's looking down and waiting for Jesus to come by. And Jesus comes by, and of all things, he looks up in the tree, he locks eyes with Zacchaeus, and he says, "Zacchaeus, today I'm coming to stay with you." And of course, Zacchaeus was filled with joy. He runs down, jumps down from the tree, and goes up to Jesus. So the question for us in our marriage is, today, Jesus is coming to spend the day in your house. Oh boy, it's not clean. But he's coming to stay with you. And the love that you declare to each of us, to each of you, to one another, 70 years ago and less, that love is what he's coming to visit. It's that love that he's coming to celebrate. And it's that love that he shares with you very personally. Especially today, in this anniversary Mass. Of course, Zacchaeus is, in the Gospel, we hear him challenged by others that he's been a sinful man, he's done all kinds of stuff. And he says, "Lord," and it becomes really quite a moment for him, a change of heart, if you will. "Lord, if I've done anything wrong to anyone, I give half my wealth to the poor, and I'll give to those people that I've hurt four times, whatever I took. Now imagine Jesus saying to us, "Husband and wives, if there's anything you've done wrong to each other, give half of whatever it was in love to each other." Now I know, I'm going to pause there, because in truth, each of you have a degree in forgiveness. Each of you. Because you've forgiven one another many times. And our folks that are 70 years married have a doctorate in forgiveness. A doctorate in forgiveness. They know forgiveness big time. They know what it means. But they've entered in that way, and as each of you have, in the forgiveness that Jesus gave to Zacchaeus. He really opened his heart. And it became really a change of life moment for him when he encountered Jesus in that way. And he became a disciple through that moment. Because whatever was blocking him from really knowing Jesus was clear in that moment. And as Jesus entered his home, there was true joy. And I reflect back to you, as Jesus has entered your marriages, and as Jesus enters your marriage in this Eucharist, that's what he's calling you to. Great joy. Great joy. It's why he died on the cross for us, to say to us, there's nothing you can suffer that he hasn't suffered. But it's also why he rose from the dead, to say, sin and death have no more power over us. That it is the resurrection and the love of God that truly has power over us. And that's why, also, he gave us his body and blood to eat and drink. Because in that moment, we share in his tremendous love of resurrection, the gift of himself. But we touch heaven. We touch heaven. And we are strengthened to forgive each other again. Even with our doctrines. Even with our doctrines. I pray for you during this Eucharist that the love that you bring, all 4,700 or 4,077 years, all those years of love that you bring will continue to be blessed. And that as you encounter Jesus Christ, just as Zacchaeus did, that you will know him, love him, serve him, and witness to him, especially in your marriages. And that he will bless your love relationship. I look forward to seeing you at 5,000 years.